Hello, my friend, and welcome to Something for Everybody. The podcast helps those who listen feel more loved and connected through story sharing and deep insights. My name is Aaron Mashbitz, and this episode is all about confidence, building confidence, and how we can have this indestructible trust in ourselves each and every day. In other news, this podcast is brought to you by Amare. Amare is the mental wellness company, and I use their products every single day. So go ahead and click the link in the show notes below, scroll through all of their products and see which ones might work best for you and your wellness needs. Then once you get to checkout, use code EVERYBODY for $10 off your entire order. Now on to episode 239 of Something for Everybody. Hello, my friend, and welcome to Something for Everybody. My name is Aaron Mashbitz, and this is a solo episode all about confidence or building that indestructible trust in oneself. So let's get right into it. Confidence. Confidence, the word comes from the Latin root con fidere, which means with intense trust. To have intense trust in what? In yourself. That is true confidence. Having total trust in yourself, knowing you can handle whatever life throws at you. Helping you create that kind of indestructible trust in yourself, again, is what this episode is all about. So we're trying to build anti-fragile confidence. So think about packages you get in the mail or from Amazon or for wherever that say fragile, which means handle with care, which means if you drop them, they're going to break, they're going to crack. You're going to have to replace them. So we don't want to be that. We don't want to be fragile. The next step up would be robust. That's pretty strong. Something that is robust is pretty strong. But we want to go even one step further. And in this episode, we want to learn some of the skills and tactics that can build this anti-fragile confidence, which means no matter what life throws at you, no matter how many times you get punched in the face or knocked down or kicked, you always, always get back up because you know that's what the hero's journey is all about. And so building this anti-fragile confidence is another tool in your mental toolkit that is going to allow you or help you actualize your potential or become that best version of yourself, most importantly, in greatest service of the world. So we're thinking about anti-fragile confidence. So whenever I say confidence throughout this episode, which will be like a zillion times, I'm talking about that anti-fragile, okay? Because we're moving from fragile to robust to anti-fragile. And so confidence is the belief that confidence is the belief that you have what it takes to overcome any challenge that comes your way. Arrogance, on the other hand, is the belief that you're so wonderful, nothing will be a challenge for you. And arrogant people get exposed quickly. Arrogant people get exposed quickly and they back down in the face of adversity. Confident people, on the other hand, step up to the plate and face adversity because they know they can. Hopefully you see the difference there. The arrogant person thinks they don't need to work hard anymore. They've made it. They're exonerated from the work or any future challenges. We know that that person is weak, not strong. The truly confident person knows that they will never be exonerated from pain or uncertainty or from the work, from the hard work of continually trying to build this anti-fragile confidence. We have the humility to know that today is the day to get better. And that we have the strength for two. That's what I'm talking about when I mean becoming the best version of ourselves in greatest service of the world. We're building this humility and this confidence to get better each and every day. So we have the strength for more than ourselves. So a quick couple questions to ponder as we move through this episode, which there's going to be more questions and actual practical applications and things that you can actually do to start developing this confidence tool. Or this confidence skill. So ask yourself, am I giving my best? Am I becoming the best I can be? Think about that. Maybe pause here and reflect and then come back. But we're going to continue moving forward. So self-efficacy is a huge part of this conversation about confidence. Self-efficacy is also known as the science of confidence, so it makes sense to talk about it during this episode. So self-efficacy is a belief that you can achieve what you set out to achieve. So needing that self-efficacy as a cornerstone for our confidence, that's why it's the science of confidence. And to put it very, very, very bluntly or in technical terms, it's extremely, extremely important. And there's four primary ways that we can build self-efficacy. The first one is mastery experience. In other words, your past success. Small and big wins from the past are a great way to boost your current confidence. Create those wins, feast on them, and build your self-image as someone who succeeds and brings those past mastery experiences or those past wins to mind when you're facing current challenges. So that's really important, that last part. You want to bring to mind some of those past wins, some of those past successes in the midst of current obstacles or current challenges. And a way you can start thinking about that as an actual concrete tool that you can try right now is a top 10 list. Doesn't have to be in specific order, but thinking about your best accomplishments in your whole life, really sitting down and thinking about what you have achieved. Because a lot of times our brain just immediately goes to the things we need to work on or the things that went wrong or the things that are bad or whatever the case may be. So we have to work extra hard on finding those things that we accomplished. And as we start to actually think about it, we've accomplished way more than we ever give ourselves credit for. So make that top 10 list. Doesn't have to be 10, it can be 20, it can be 3, it can be 2, but just start to write down some things that are part of your highlight reel. If someone was making a YouTube video of all your greatest things, we watch athletes have them all the time. So if you're an athlete listening to this, think about your highlight reel. If you're just a business person, a mom, or whatever, you're just trying to be the best you can be, think about those accomplishments. What are they? Write them down. Look at them. Think about them. Put yourself back in those situations. See yourself doing that great thing that you did that at the time you didn't even know you could do it potentially. See that. Feel that. That's your mastery experiences. Those are your past successes that you can use when you're facing your next challenge or next adversity. Because we know the confident person, the anti-fragile person, is never exonerated from the work. We just continue to get up and move forward. We continue to get up and move forward. You can also create your best self diary. Your best self diary. So you're sitting down to describe the future you in 5 years. What does that person do? Think. How do you feel? Speak. Move. How do you experience life? Describe it in as much detail as possible. Because we want to think about identity, action, feelings. Not doing things when we feel like it, but getting moving, creating that activation energy, creating that momentum, because that's what our identity is. What is identity? Identity is your repeated beingness. So who are you being on a consistent basis? It's not what you do, it's who you are. It's what core values you represent. It's your first principles. It's your characteristics that are really your identity, your repeated beingness. So when we're creating that best self diary, we're describing our future self 5 years from now, we're really describing it in as much detail as possible because we're creating our identity. Then that identity allows you to take action and action and action and more action, and then you will feel accordingly. So it really goes identity, action, feelings. Because feelings follow behaviors. Behaviors are actions. So if we can describe how we want to feel, think, move, speak, or experience life as the best version of ourselves, that's our identity. So we can then start acting that way. We can move through those core values, our first principles, as our repeated beingness. Then we act, take action, take action, take action. And then eventually you will feel accordingly. That's the approach we need to take. So that's number one. Number two is vicarious learning. In other words, seeing someone else achieve the success you would like to achieve. Basic idea here, if they can do it, so can you. If they can do it, so can you. Know that, really know that. But important note, do not get envious of their success. Celebrate it and say, If they can do it, I can do it. I do that a lot with this podcast. I look up to a lot of great podcasters out there. And if they can do it, so can I. I just have to put in the work, be consistent, and try and show up as the best version of myself. And that's exactly what you can do in whatever specific domain that you're in. Someone's already done it, and maybe they've never done it, or no one's ever done what you're trying to do. Great. Be the freaking first. Be the freaking first so other people can fall in your amazing footsteps and they can use your vicarious experience to learn that they can also do it. Be that one. But if other people in the same field have done something similar, celebrate that. Wow, they did it. Okay, that means I can do it too. That's awesome. That's number two. That's vicarious learning. Number three is social persuasion. In other words, someone tells you that you can achieve success, like a coach, a supportive parent or friend, or me right now on this podcast telling you that you can do it. I believe in you. I believe in you. You can do it. I do these episodes specifically to learn for myself, to see if I understand the information, but also to encourage and empower the people that watch or listen to this show. You also can persuade yourself through positive self-talk. And as we're going to get into a little bit later, positive self-talk or self-talk in general is one of the cornerstones of building our confidence in real time, in the midst of a competition or a presentation or a work thing or whatever you're doing, right? So yes, social persuasion is other people being supportive, but it's also you supporting yourself or persuading yourself through positive self-talk. And number four of self-efficacy is your physiology. In other words, if you want to succeed, act like a successful person. Walk, talk, breathe, carry yourself as if you've already achieved that which you aspire to achieve. Strike that power pose, that superhero pose, and rock it and be about it. We already talked about the difference between arrogance and confidence. Confidence is the humility, knowing that you're just trying to be the best at getting better. Confidence is that humility that you're just trying to be the best at getting better. And so if that's your mindset, not arrogance, but confidence, anti-fragile confidence, then act like it. If you want to succeed, if you want to be somewhere or in something, doing something, feeling some way, act like that best version of yourself. We already described our best self in our best self diary. So, okay, that's your identity. Now take action, then take action, then take action, then take action, and you will feel accordingly. This doesn't happen overnight. None of these things are quick fixes or hacks. They're lifelong pursuits. It's an endlessly evolving process. But you have to know the foundational pieces of building this confidence, of self-efficacy, to understand where you need to go and how you can possibly get there. And so those are very important. And another key note on physiology is that you may not always feel confident, but you can always behave confidently. Like, we're not going to walk into every room feeling confident, but how can we start to behave a little more confidently? That's our body language, our breath, and our self-talk, our behaviors that can drive that feeling of confidence. Because again, identity, actions, feelings. Identity is repeated beingness. Who do we want to be? How do we show up as the best version of ourselves? Okay, let's act like it with big body language, good deep breaths, connecting to our life force, and positive, encouraging self-talk. And then we go rock it. We be about it over and over and over again, and then we'll feel accordingly. So we have the big four of self-efficacy: mastery experiences, vicarious learning, social persuasion, and physiology. Very important. So here's five just quick questions. Again, just like I asked those questions earlier, think about these questions, write them down, ponder them, journal about them, really get deep into these questions, because asking yourselves the right questions is the way to learn more about yourself. The way to learn more about yourself, you become the best version, the more authentic, genuine version of yourself that this world desperately needs. We need you. We need everything you have to offer, because you matter so freaking much. You matter so much. And starting to go on this journey of becoming this anti-fragile, confident, best version of you starts with asking yourselves the right questions. So here's five quick questions. What's a past success we can celebrate? I want to celebrate with you. Let me know what that past success is. Nice job. That's like you to have that success. That's like you. Great job. Number two, who has achieved something you'd like to achieve. Celebrate them. Again, if they can do it, so can you. If they can do it, so can you. It's a long game. Think longevity. That's what it's about. 3, who supported you and what supportive words did they share? It also can be, what supportive self-talk do you have? What belief do you have in yourself? Are you encouraging yourself to go about it and do this work? But who supported you? Celebrate them. What words do you need to hear? What words did they share with you? All of those things are very, very important. 4, when you're at your best, when you're at your very best, how do you walk, talk, breathe, and hold yourself? Now is a good time to start acting like that. Now is a good time to start acting like that. Identity, actions, feelings. And the last thing is sort of a 3-pronged question, all in the same thing, but it's called start, stop, continue. So what's one thing you need to start doing? What's one thing you should stop doing? And what's one thing you need to continue doing? I've said this a lot in this podcast, but the number one way to improve your life is to stop doing things that make you feel like shit. But we also need to recognize the things that we need to start doing to replace those unhelpful habits. But we also really need to recognize some of the amazing things that we are doing so we can continue doing those things, because we know that rewarded behavior is repeated. Rewarded behavior is repeated. So you're doing great things, continue to do those great things. Here's a quote from Brad Stevens that I think fits right perfectly into this. You build confidence through doing really hard things over and over, because that's your focus. That's your intent, to become the best at getting better. You know what you're supposed to do. You do it physically. You do it tough. The game or life honors that. The game or life honors that. I think that last part is very important. You will be rewarded for this type of effort, for this type of commitment to being the best you can be, to being the best at getting better. That's totally in your control, because we know that full effort equals full victory. That's what success really is. Success is giving your best effort. Success is not about a certain outcome or a certain result. It's about you really freaking going for it. Full effort equals full victory. The game or life honors that. So what it means is resilience and hard work. Confidence is never about being perfect. It's the feeling that you are capable and going for it. It's never about being perfect, but the feeling that you are capable and that you're going for it. It's having the courage to try and learn and grow from every experience. Adopting this very powerful mantra, OMS. Obstacles make me stronger. Obstacles make me stronger. That's what confident people do. They have the courage to grow, to learn, to evolve through their experiences. Because you aren't born with confidence. You actively build it over time through those things we talked about with self-efficacy. It's through your actions, through your thoughts and your beliefs, you start to feel more confident. But really, you start to behave more confidently, because identity, actions, feelings. So when you start to behave more confidently, you start to feel more confident. There's real beauty in that. Hold on, quick drink. So it's a journey. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth through challenges. That's really sums it all up. And I think there might be more. Some people may disagree or agree, but I've boiled it down to 6 ways to build your confidence. 6 ways to build your confidence. 1 is competence. Acquiring skills and expertise in a particular area provides a solid foundation and belief in your abilities. It leads you to feel capable and sure of yourself. As you become more skilled and knowledgeable, you naturally believe in your abilities. By improving with a growth mindset, because we're not born with confidence, we have this belief that we can grow to become more confident through acting like a confident person. You create a deep-rooted confidence in your abilities and you feel more capable. So competence, acquiring the necessary skills, trying, going for it, falling down, getting back up, falling down, getting back up, iterating, reviewing, executing, moving forward. That's competence. 2 is preparation. Preparation gives you a sense of readiness, ownership, and control. Thorough preparation grants you ownership over your endeavors and control over your outcomes. Not full control over your outcomes, but it influences the outcomes in the right way if you are bulletproof with your preparation. It means you have done the work and dove into the details. All the things are in the small details. The confidence derived from being well-prepared allows you to approach challenges with calm assurance that you've done everything in your power to succeed. Full effort equals full victory. Knowing that we did absolutely everything that was in our power to execute our job to the absolute best of our ability is success. And preparing that way allows you to enhance your confidence going into whatever competition, performance, work thing that you're going into. So preparation is number two. Number three, doing hard things or doing tough things. As you successfully overcome challenges and push beyond your comfort zone, you build resilience and self-belief. Stepping outside your comfort zone and facing challenges serve as a testament to that. Each time you face adversity head on and bounce back, you build that anti-fragile confidence. You build those mastery experiences. You also build resilience and a track record of wins that you can start putting into your highlight reel and using every time you come up against a new challenge or new obstacle, which you will forever and always because it's an endlessly evolving process. We're never exonerated from the work. Arrogant people think they are. Confident people know, have the humility to know that today is another day to get better and challenges will come and I will see them and it will make me stronger and I will learn from them and I will grow from them. That's doing hard things and learning from those things and putting them in our bank, our emotional bank account, which we'll touch on a little bit as well, but that's what it is. Number four, facing your fears. Facing your fears gives you courage, self-assurance, and liberation. Gaining the courage to confront your fears is a transformative process. It not only liberates you from self-doubt, but also empowers you to take on challenges without hesitation. This mindset makes you ready to embrace new opportunities with unwavering confidence. Dr. Jordan Peterson says this all the time. We're always going to feel fear. We're always going to feel fear. But as we continue to move forward towards those fears, instead of avoiding them, we don't get less scared, but we get more brave. You will continually get more brave and courageous as you continue to face those things that frighten you, those fears, those things that seem daunting or scary. You won't get less scared, but you will get more brave. And there's a big difference between that. So facing your fears really means getting more brave, getting more courageous, and we know that those things are a cornerstone to building this anti-fragile confidence. Number five, security and safety. Give yourself a place that makes you feel safe, comfortable, and where you belong. Creating a safe and nurturing environment for yourself is like tending to your own garden of confidence. When you feel secure and comfortable in your surroundings, you are more willing to take risks and face challenges head on. This psychological safety provides you with the freedom to explore, the courage to confront obstacles, and the faith that you will be resilient and fine regardless of the outcome. So that's extremely important as well. And the last one, we touched on this a little bit, but it's some of these behaviors that we want to embody in the midst of a performance or before a performance or whatever the case may be, but it's our body language, our breath, and our self-talk. These are three things that we have total control over, especially in hard, adverse, tough, pressure-filled moments. Body language, strike that power pose, head up, chest up, shoulders back. I like to think superhero pose. Maybe that helps you. Breath, we're always trying to connect to our life force because our breath is our best friend. It anchors us in through the nose, deep into the diaphragm, and exhaling hard. And self-talk. Self-talk is the cornerstone of confidence. The way we talk to ourselves matters. The way we talk to ourselves matters, especially in the midst of a challenge or a performance or anything like that. So we want to be able to deposit into our mental bank account with some of these things, right? Top 10 list, best self diary. But how we really start to have this self-talk is we think about how can we deposit this first victory, this first win of confidence into our mental bank account, we think about our top three affirmations. Our top three affirmations. Now, this can be a nighttime routine. Every time before you go to bed, you write down your top three affirmations three times each. So that's nine. And you do that every single day. You're going to start to believe in these things that you're saying. You're saying affirmations like, I am resilient. I am hardworking. I am capable of overcoming this challenge. I know that obstacles make me stronger. I'm competent. I'm trying to get better every single day. Some of these things that are in our control, that are realistic, and something that we can put our full effort towards. So that's depositing into our mental bank account, building our self-talk before the competition or speech or presentation or whatever it is. So we can do that as a nighttime routine, top three affirmations, building that mental bank account, building that self-talk, or we can make it an algorithm. I've talked about this with exercise, but you could use it for your affirmations as well. Every time you walk through a door, say your affirmations. Every time you walk through the door, take a deep breath. Might as well combine them and stack them. Every time I walk through a door, I'm gonna take a deep breath. I am capable. If I walk through a door, then I take a mindful breath and say my affirmation. That's an algorithm that you can add into your life immediately to start building this practice of self-talk, to start building this practice of acting like the best version of yourself, to build this anti-fragile confidence. So it can be a nighttime routine, top three affirmations, three times each, or as an algorithm stacked with a mindful breath. And we're also adding always thinking about our body language, big posture, head up, chest up, shoulders back, and then thinking about if I walk through a door, then I'm taking a mindful breath with my affirmation. Algorithms, make it automatic. And then over time, you're going to start acting like that because you've done the work. You've deposited into your mental bank account so many times that you know that you're capable, resilient, you can overcome challenges, and you're building this anti-fragile confidence, not just every so often, but every single day. And so here's a little thing that I like to use with my athletes as they start to prepare potentially for a competition. And this is something that everyone can use any day, and it's called rehearse, let it rip, reload. So rehearse is basically your imagineering, you're visualizing, you're envisioning. This is your training mindset. You transfer your past positive experiences to today, to right now, to the thing you're about to do. That's the rehearse. That's the imagineering. That's the envisioning. That's the visualization. That's you seeing yourself succeed in your mind. And then in real time, you're transferring your past experiences to right now, to this moment. And then you let it rip. You let it rip. You let it go. That's your trusting mindset, because whatever you've brought is what you got. Whatever you've brought is what you got. We know that preparation and competence are going to help build our confidence, but you can't do anything about it once you're letting it go. So you got to let it rip. You got to let it go. You got to have that trusting mindset, and whatever you brought, that's what you got. And then we reload. That's our learning mindset, because we have to learn from these experiences to grow from these experiences. So we are reloading, which again is our learning mindset. And the practical application of that is this thing that Brian Kane came up with called Well, Better, How. So after anything that you do, could be a nighttime routine, could be a daily routine, could be a weekly routine, could be after practice, after business, after a meeting, whatever it is, but you're adding this to your journaling practice to enhance your mental skills, to enhance your confidence. What went well? What was awesome? What went well? What was awesome? Write down as many things as you possibly can that went well or that were awesome. Then how can you get better? How can you improve? What are the things that need improvement? Those are the things that could be better. Okay, boom, this could be better. Don't write a laundry list of those, just one or two things that you want to improve upon, because we have to focus on those one or two important details, because we can't get overwhelmed by everything. So we're just thinking about what are one or two things that I want to improve upon. And then the last question, how, is what action steps will you take to improve those things? You picked one or two things that you want to get better at. What are the action steps you're going to take this week to improve those things? So we have rehearse, let it rip, reload. And then once that competition or performance or presentation or meeting is over, then we think about, well, better, how? What went well? What was awesome? What needs a little work? What needs a little work? And how? What are the action steps that I can do to improve upon those things that I said need work? So there's a bunch of actual practical tools that you can use throughout this episode to start applying it into your daily life, to start building this anti-fragile confidence, which is really this indestructible trust in yourself, this indestructible trust in yourself that you can do hard things, that you're capable of learning and growing and evolving, because confidence is not something you're born with. It's something that you build. It's endlessly evolving. It's something that you build over time through work, because identity, actions, feelings. And so I'll leave you with this. Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. Others make it happen. Go be the person that makes it happen. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I'll see you guys next time. Cheers. Thank you very much for tuning into that episode. What idea stood out to you the most? What idea resonated with you most deeply that you could start implementing into your life today to start building this anti-fragile confidence that I know you can have? And if you enjoyed that episode, please share it with a friend, because the podcast grows from people like you sharing it with people like you. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review on Spotify, Apple, or even on Good Pods. But the absolute best way to support this podcast is by becoming a supporter via Patreon. Patreon directly supports me, this podcast, and my mental health nonprofit called You Are Loved. So click the link in the show notes below, scroll through all the tiers, and see which one works best for you. And I appreciate your support in advance. But most importantly, above all else, please, please take good care of yourselves and others. And I'll see you next time. Lots of love. Cheers.